If we could take our seats, please. We have a quorum present. Make the most of it before we lose it. Okay, we'd like to call this meeting and finance committee to order for the purposes of reviewing the capital budget and program for FY 2013 to FY 2018. Present is Councilpersons Kilpatrick, Retta, Bell, Street, Diller, Cartier. I'm George Smiley, co-chair of Finance. Ms. Blumenthal is taking the minutes. They're trying to just trip up Councilman Cartier and I with this little seat change. What's your pleasure on the minutes of April 30th, 2012?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Those not voting? With that, I guess, Mr. Milowicki, do you want to go into the budget, or would you like us to take a break while you take a half hour introducing your lifelines?
No, I was just saying, good afternoon. I did bring a lot of lifelines here. We even brought Dave.
I wasn't sure what lifelines, or you wanted all his witnesses when you terminate somebody.
I mean, I'm not sure. You had to bring Dave. Today's Dave's birthday, and we had to bring him up, you know, his birthday to come in for a meeting.
Because it was too warm out in the building?
Yeah, too warm
in the building.
I would say I would ask to sing you happy birthday, but you're not allowed to be happy. So.
Okay, we're using the book that says Capital Budget Program as our guide today. I'm going to start off on page one. This shows our capital expenditure activity from fiscal year 2007 through 2012. These are our past expenditures. And there's various categories you see there over the past 6 years. Those numbers all up to about $296 million of capital expenditures that this county has expended for those various categories since 2007. Just to touch base on some of those, sewer and stormwater, we've spent $27 million on stormwater drainage projects. A lot of that money, sewer money, was spent for Brandywine 100, as you all well know. But there was also some other sewer projects that we spent money on out of that fund. We did an upgrade of the Delaware City Treatment Plant. We did DelDOT projects, very successful project Special Services has. When DelDOT comes in to do roads, we come and do sewers as needed. A lot of money been spent on that. We did pump station rehabs. We did improvements, just general sewer improvements to our system out of that money. The facilities and equipment you'll see there, most of that money was spent on fleet or building improvements. Parks, a lot of that money was spent on Glasgow, Delcastle parking lot. Our farmland preservation program gets paid out of there. To date, that number is around $12 million for farmland preservation that we've contributed in with, along with the state and federal government. Greenway money gets paid out of that parks, and also the playground improvements and court improvements that you'll see in your districts that have been done over the past years all get paid out of that money. Public safety, some of that money has been used for paramedics, for their equipment, for the EMS station at Kirkwood Highway. The information systems is for your computers and software programs. And community services, most of that's for libraries. The Kirkwood Library, you remember a couple years ago we moved tech services out of the old Bear Library into a separate building, like the Gilliam Building. And also the Claremont Library, it's also some of that money's been expended out of there over the past 6 or 7 years. So that's just a history of what where our money's gone over the past 6 or 7 years. Again, it's about $300 million of capital improvements to the system.
I do a little housekeeping and do want to clarify that Councilman Weiner and Councilman Tackett have both advised us that they will not be present today.
Just a reminder that any sewer projects are paid out of the sewer fund, and all other projects, which are paid primarily through the sewer fees, and then the other projects are paid out of the general fund debt service. Page two, this shows you our program activity, shows you our 2013 budget for the various categories, and then what's programmed through 2018. And as we go forward, we'll go through each of the projects that make up these numbers. But for the next, through 2018, we're talking about $203 million of capital expenditures programmed. About 131 of that is for sewer projects. Page three shows you our funding source. Our capital program is primarily funded through bonds from 2013 to 2018. The very first category shows you bonds. It's about $180 million of bond money that the county will need to issue to pay for this project. The other major contributors to the capital project is the state, and that's primarily for the libraries. They pay, I think it's 50% of the cost for libraries. But again, most of our money will be come through our general obligation bonds, either in the general fund or sewer fund. Case four shows you the capital budget for 13 by the various categories. About 37% of that capital budget is for sewer and stormwater, 25% for libraries, 13% for facilities and equipment, 11% for parks, 9% for technology, and then 5% for public safety, for a total capital budget of $17,032,000 for next fiscal year. Page five, what we are summarizing on this page are our major capital projects in 13 that you'll see. Just to go through some of those. Route 9 Community Library, Route 9 13 Community Library, has an allocation to it for a total cost for about $6.4 million for that library. The next project is the White Clay Sewer Basin Rehabilitation. That project's about $2 million in for 13 for a total project of about $23.6 million for the White Clay Sewer. And that project covers quite a few districts. Just for your information, that White Clay Sewer Basin goes to Councilman Retta's district, Kilpatrick's, Dillard's, Sheldon and Tackett, all are included in that White Clay Basin project. The next project.
You need seven districts. You need to stretch it.
Well, we'll find a bigger one. Next project is building rehabilitation. That's for county buildings, for all our various county buildings for improvements. Mm-hmm. Southern Library, that's coming to Powers and Bell. There's a study going on as far as the location for that library. The next two projects are various general sewer projects that the Department of Special Services really relies on, countywide manhole rehabilitation and the countywide trenchless rehabilitation. The Kirkwood Trunk Line, that is in Councilman Powers and Councilman Bell's district stretches. The LifePak 15 upgrades, this is the second allocation for the paramedics for those LifePaks. And then the very last one, the South Christiana Interceptor now project. That's about a $25 million project. That encompasses Councilman Retta, Diller, Powers, Smiley, Councilman Street, Councilman Tackett, and Councilman Bell. That is a huge sewer pipeline that goes through there. It encompasses all those council districts.
Needs it too.
You got both.
That needs it too.
Good done.
Page.
The main six and seven. Breaks down those projects that make up the $17 million. I'm going to skip those two pages and get into more details as we get further on. If we could turn to page eight. And again, that just breaks down the categories and the spending by the various programs over the next, for 13 and for the out years of 14 through 18. And we'll get the detail of each one of those categories as we move forward in the projects. Mm-hmm. If you go to page nine, start with public safety. Just to explain what you're seeing on this page. The prior authorization column, that is prior capital budgets that have been approved by county council over the past years for that particular project. The available balance is the remaining authorization in that project, which hasn't been spent. The shaded column, the 13, will show you what was budgeted in the next year's budget. And then we see what's been programmed over from 14 through the 18. If we have any questions on a particular project, you know, raise your hands, we go through this, and I'll put a lifeline out for any individual project, but let me go through these. And if there's a question, we'll touch base.
Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ed, and I guess you may throw a lifeline out to EMS, but to date, what type of EMS station upgrades are planned? As far as I know, we had some problems with the station out at Churchman's Road, and I know there was an agreement or some type of pending agreement with Christiana Care for their Southern facility. Could kind of get an overview as to, you know, the money still sitting there, what's been done so far, and where it's going?
Well, the majority of the money that's been spent out of that project was for the Kirkwood Library, for that paramedic station, as far as for the next two paramedic stations. Larry Camping was a comment on the...
So none of this funding is attached to Base D, to the...
When we do spend it, it'll come out of this project.
Okay.
The $1.9 million is available there.
Okay.
It'll be used toward the Christiana Hospital in Middletown, and also for anything that's going to be done to the Connor Building. So I'm Larry, what's your status?
Want to try it again?
Sure. Larry Tan, Chief of Emergency Medical Services. At this point, the construction project that we have is for the facility that would be on the grounds of the Christiana Hospital, or the Christiana's Freestanding Emergency Department in Middletown. That project is underway. They are currently doing construction on the Freestanding Emergency Department. The tentative plans from Christiana Care are they want to actually have the project complete by March of next year. So they haven't yet started constructing the paramedic station, but that is the purpose of those capital funds. The Connor Building EMS facility right now is still under review. We have worked with the executive office to identify a potential lease facility, which would require some renovation in order to make it suitable for use as a paramedic station. And at this point, we've been meeting with special services, the executive's office, and potential landlord to get a list and an estimate of what it would cost to fit out the facility, and moving forward, take a look at what they would propose as a draft lease. I mean, obviously, if we're going to enter into a lease agreement, that lease would come before council for review, but that's kind of where we are right now.
At that particular facility, are our paramedic professionals still living under the same conditions they have all along? Has it been improved at all? Or
Special services has been very good about addressing issues that have come up in the facility. The short answer is it was a temporary arrangement probably 4 or 5 years ago that really wasn't supposed to be permanent, but ended up being permanent. So when we have, it's less than ideal. It's one of the reasons why we're looking at an alternative facility. But as problems have come up, special services has been helpful in mitigating those circumstances. It's one of the reasons why we're trying to move the facility.
Now, I understand. I just want to make my point way in here that it should have never happened the way it happened. And I know that, you know, you didn't create that destiny. But our paramedics deserve better than having a haphazard type informal type station, and you know, I look forward to seeing an upgrade for them to have a much better working environment and everything. So, and on the Christiana Care, do we have an agreement with them as far as what exactly is going to be there in the future? As far as is there going to be, are we going to lease space? Are they giving us space? We're building the station. What's all involved in that?
Most of the discussions at this point have taken place with the exec's office, but my understanding is the agreement is the county would be paying for the construction of the facility. I'm not sure about the lease agreement for the land or anything at this point, and it's still been under discussion, but I'm not familiar with the final arrangement.
And just one final question on that. If they're building a facility for us, are you involved? Is the EMS division involved in the design of that facility? How many bays and how it'll be designed for our personnel?
Yes, we actually we've had meetings probably over a year ago with Christiana Care. In fact, they involved us in making some recommendations regarding their freestanding emergency department to make it EMS friendly and identify some of the needs for both the fire service, BLS crews, as well as the paramedic units. But the project manager for Christiana Care for that site, if you will, has had meetings with us regarding our needs, has actually come up and looked at the Kirkwood Highway facility to take a look at what was set up there, and has had ongoing discussion.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Are record projects eligible for state reimbursement?
Yes, we have the option under the Statewide Paramedic Services Act. Capital projects that are in excess, I believe, of $200,000 or $250,000 are eligible for 30% reimbursement on the debt service. The state has, on occasion, depending on the schedule of expenditures, actually done a flat reimbursement of the expenditures versus the debt service. So we're still leaving that option open. It's in our state budget for reimbursement, and we'll either get it through the debt service or we'll get it out by different time of expenditures.
Okay. Just to go through this page real quick again. The very first four projects on their computer systems, 800 megahertz, MDTs, and communication upgrade are all prior projects. The 800 megahertz communication equipment, that's programmed for around 2015 or 2016. That's our main 911 call center equipment, correct?
For the 800 megahertz radio system, yeah.
Right. That would need some type of upgrade in the future. LifePak 15, again, that's the paramedics, that's their upgrades. This is the second allocation for a total allocation of $1.6 million to upgrade their equipment. Public safety facilities is a project that has some money left in it, and then some of the issues we know about. Police protection package, that's the vest that they wear. That's a replacement for those. That was a 2-year allocation to replace the police vest. And then in 14, we do have money allocated as a placeholder if the discussion again comes up about the police range. There's always that issue that remains out there about what's ever going to happen to the current police range out there, shooting range, and there is some money is programmed out there. What'll happen, we'll see what happens in the future. We just want to put it out there as a placeholder to have it out there.
I want to clarify to Council President Kovac has joined us and moved to Councilman Cartier for questions.
Where is the police range located?
Scott McLaren, Chief of Police. Currently, we were allowed to share a range. This the lease is held by Wilmington Police Department down on Route 9, which is property of the National Guards in the area of the Omalanda Range. If you're familiar with that, there's three ranges right there next to one another.
Okay. Is there any other questions on any public safety projects before we move to the sewer? Okay. We'll move to page 10. We're going to our sewer projects. The first project is the Mill Creek Interceptor Relief project, and there's no money programmed in 13 for it, but we do have money programmed in 14, 15, and 16 for that project. For a total project around $7.8 million for that one. Old State Road and Boxwood Road, they're both prior year authorization projects that were on the books for past budgets. South Christiana Interceptor Analysis, that's the project I mentioned earlier. We have about $500,000 in the 2013 budget we're asking for just to do an initial analysis. But depending on what that analysis comes back, we might have some major expenditures in that project from 2014 to 2018. That's a $25 million project, and I guess that project is how long as far as the pipe itself? I found a Regis or somebody can answer John or South Christiana.
Jason's here from Special Services. The interceptor itself basically reaches from south of Newark up to almost where our office is. Up to 6 miles or something like that. That specific project, though, includes all the tributary basins that go to the interceptor. So it's more than just looking at the interceptor pipe itself.
What is that, a 6-foot wide pipe? With them?
I think before it discharges into the airport road, I believe it's 4 or 5 foot diameter.
It's a major pipe.
You mean into the airport road pumping station?
Pump station, correct.
Okay.
Thank you. We
just want to clarify before it gets into print that we're pumping it into the road because there's enough water and everything else on the airport road.
So just to note again, depending on what the analysis comes back in that project, we could have some major expenditures in that South Christiana. State Road and Field Stone Crossing Interceptors, there again, there are prior projects. Kirkwood Trunk Line, I touched on that earlier. That total project could be up to $6.6 million. Hyde Run, we're reducing that project. Again, that's because we don't the funds that we have in there are more than sufficient to do that project. Backwater Valve is a project we've had for many years on the books. So we're not asking for any new money in 13, but asking for some money from 14 through 18 for that project. Mobile radio systems upgrade, that's a prior project with a balance in there of around $69,000. And then our general sewer improvements is our catch-all project for any minor sewer improvements we would need during the year. Page 11, sewer, Glasgow area sewer. We have some minimal money sitting there. We do have money budgeted out in 2015 for that project to begin some work there. These are all pump stations you'll see on that on this page. White Clay Creek has some available balance, so there's pump station meters. Pump station rehab project, we're asking about $900,000 for that project in 13, and continue funding that annually to keep our pump stations up and running. The next projects all here are all prior appropriations that date back. We have Neiman's, Buttwood, Terminal, Edgemoor, Christiana. We have the electrical power distribution, the Richardson Park, and airport pump stations. Again, these are all to keep our pump stations up and running here. Pump stations are a major part of our sewer system.
They're prior authorizations. They have balances left. Are the balances, what's in there? Is that like a wrong balance to, as you said, for routine maintenance or in case something flares up?
Or if the project is completely done, what the authorized over the balance.
We'll close that out.
Exactly. Right?
And use that elsewhere.
Right.
Okay, as you did with the $200,000. Well, that's not done, but you realize that you don't need that much.
Right, exactly.
So there's still work ongoing at all of these sites.
Exactly. Okay. And then the very last project is the Christiana River Force Main that we have some money allocated in the out years. Page 12. Continue the sewer projects. Stony Creek Pump Station is a prior project. For 8100 North Rehab Phase 1, we currently have around $28 million available in that project from the original prior authorization of $74 million. Because of the available balance in there, we are not asking for any additional funding in that project. We're not looking for to add any more money to that project until 2015 and 2016. Total cost for that project is around $82 million expected since the beginning of when that money was first authorized. Delaware City Rehab Sewer and Special Services Complex are prior projects. The other part of the Brandywine 100 South Phase 1, again, we have about $21 million of unauthorized money still being sitting in that project that we'll spend for the next 2 years. That's why we're not asking for any additional funding. We are looking for some additional funding, possibly out in 2015 and 2016, for that project. The countywide manhole rehabilitation is a continuous project that the Special Services makes use of for the manholes replacement throughout the county. Asset management is a sewer project to outline to get a better feel of what actually we have out there as far as sewer assets. Turkey Run is an old project that's been sitting out there, the Interceptor Rehabilitation. We have a MOT maintenance base, Pike Creek Improvements. We are deauthorizing that project in about $1,500,000 in 2013, but then adding money back in as we couldn't get to that project out in 14, 15, and 16. There's some minor money in River Road Improvements, and the Deldac Coordination Project you see there is an older project. Right below that is the new project coming online, adding money about $1 million a year to work with DelDOT as what they do road improvements, we do the sewer improvements in these projects. The next two projects, sewer rehab, are just general, again, catch-all projects where if something comes up and we need to do a general repair and rehab, we have the money available to do those projects. Page 13. Sewer projects. The North Delaware Interceptor is a major project that Special Services currently is working on. It's about $63 million. Townsend is an older project. The White Clay Sewer Basin is a project I had mentioned earlier, how it spans over many council districts, and it's about a $23 million project. The Brandywine 100 Clearwater Program, that is a project we are deauthorizing by $2 million. That's the Clearwater program that that council has seen a presentation before for the Green Acres development. And so that project, we only have only $550,000 left to be used in that project toward that one development there. And we'll see how it make out with that project. The next two projects, Brandywine North and South Phase 2, those projects don't get started until out in 2017.
We have a question from Councilman Cartier.
Just looking at the Clearwater project, so we're going to take away $2 million and leave us with about $500,000 to do that. And is that underway or going to be starting? Or
John Husband, Special Services, the letters went out to all the residents. They're calling back and actually saving us time because they want to set up appointments. So the residents are being pretty good with us right now.
And this is where we're looking at disconnected some pumps from the sanitary sewer drains.
We're going to check about any clear water connections in the sewers.
So you sent letters out and it's underway?
Yep.
Okay, good.
President Kovac.
To follow up with that questioning, is that just that $550,000, is that enough money for just that pilot project or the whole anticipated program?
Just the pilot project.
Okay.
Then when we get the results back, we'll do an analysis and see the cost effectiveness of the results.
Okay. Because to follow up with that, the original plan was to, spend this money on the disconnects, because there was originally anticipated that the savings would be more than offset in sewer savings from getting that volume of water out of the county sewer.
Correct.
Okay.
And then there was a lot of state legislators that were worried about that extra water that was put into the developments. So there's a lot of issues. So we have to evaluate everything once that project is completed.
Councilman Street.
Not today, but given that statement, I don't know. Somebody needs to clarify how we resolve the conflict, because my understanding, if I'm wrong, just say so, that what was driving this, the original $2 million cost was the EPA was mandating it. Now he's saying that the General Assembly and the legislature didn't want to do it, so who's driving the train?
John Husband, Special Services. That's not stopping it. What the perception was that we were creating problems. We're doing the pilot study so that we can, we don't believe we will, but rather than undertake the entire Brandywine 100, we decided we would do a pilot study to show that the drainage situations can be taken care of. It doesn't mean that we would not still be having the clear water removed from the system. Right now on the books, it's not legal to have a sump pump connected to the sewer system.
President Kovac.
Very, very quick follow-up. If I guess, like these other projects, we have a lot of money in the bank, and because we're anticipating future work, why in this program are we deauthorizing this if we think we probably are going to continue, based on the pilot study, of course, continue with the program? Is there a particular reason why we're deauthorizing it here versus?
Well, if we're not going to spend the money right away, we don't want to be holding a balance. So that was the whole idea, is when we went ahead and did our capital budget, is we want to get rid of the money that we know we're not going to use immediately.
Okay. Councilman Moretta.
Thank you. Are we going to, John, what are we going to do with the money?
Which money is this?
The one you're not going to spend.
Okay. Ed Malicki again. It's not actual cash, it's authorizations. So it's not actual cash that we went out and borrowed yet.
So you didn't borrow it yet?
No,
yeah. Okay.
This is actual authorization. So it's not actual cash.
Right.
Next project is the countywide trenchless rehabilitation project. This is a project I think the department uses quite frequently, that the trench list, don't have to dig up the roads or whatever needed to use this type of trenches rehab throughout the sewer system. Some other projects here, Delaware City Treatment, various projects we've had in Delaware City as far as getting the treatment plant rehab. Water Farm 1, we are going to deauthorize that project and then reinstate that money in 2014 to push that work out a little bit further. Some other small projects there, septic receiving station. Southern Sewer Service Area, that's our right now, that money you see out there is our hookup fee that we pay to Middletown as a new homeowners hook up to our system, and then we those lines go into the Middletown treatment plan for a capital recovery fee. Page 14 is our stormwater projects that are on the books. As I said earlier, look at the third and fourth projects, stormwater mitigation, stormwater basin. Those two projects themselves were $30 million of stormwater we've done in the past. Those projects have about, one project has $2.3 million, the other project has about $1.4 million left. There's a resolution before council tomorrow night for five purchase orders for various stormwater projects going to the conservation district. There are five projects all together that are going to be on those purchase orders, and that money is coming out of these projects to pay for those stormwater improvements in these five various areas of the county, and you'll see those tomorrow night as on your regular council agenda. The other items you'll see on this page are the agreement we have with the conservation district as far as them doing stormwater work, and then some various other small projects far here as far as stormwater improvements and drainage improvements on these pages.
So we're not providing any funding at all to the conservation district?
We put it's 100, it's the 180,000, right? Is that what that is, Kathy? Is that per state code, right?
Attorney City Army Special Services, the 180,000 that you see in the out year and the 281 that you see on the first line, they're essentially the same project. One's being grandfathered out, the other one's going to take over in the future. It gives us, there might be some cases where the code requires us to stabilize stream banks that are threatening dwellings, you know, if it comes within a certain footage of it. We're required by code to do emergency stabilization.
I had to measure the homeowner's foot, and if it's within 6 inches at the end of the foot that it's washing away, then we have to go in. Anything other than that,
something like that,
we don't do anything.
It's called the rule of foot rule.
Yeah.
But anyway, this will give us an opportunity to go into a cost share with the district and the homeowner to address those.
Okay, so the 281,000, that's to work with conservation district.
Yeah, we're
for FY.
We'd like to have 180 per year on it, but since we've got a pretty healthy available balance right now.
Okay, very much.
Okay.
Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And if we could go back to Water Farm 1, when you're deauthorizing $1.3 million, pushing it out to 2014, could we get some sort of an explanation as to where we are in Water Farm 1? Is everything operating adequate? Is the capacity there to meet the future growth in 2013? And why is it being pushed out?
Okay. I think that's we can either get that on the special services agenda or if anybody can touch any of those topics now. Water Farm 1.
I mean, we're going to vote on a capital budget. Right. I'd like to know why $1.3 million is being pushed out in my district.
Rich Shears is special services. The Water Farm 1 is operating within permit and acceptably without any problems. The growth obviously has been less than what was projected during initially when this number was authorized. And I think it's just a recognition of a spending pattern that we're moving money out.
And what were you going to do in 2013?
We have a programs to kind of increase our spray irrigation area. We're looking at off-site spray similar to what the town of Middletown has done. We have other areas in the plant that that have some upgraded some plans, but we're fine with the money, the available balance that we have for 2013, and then moving into 2014, we don't have any high development pressure or additional flows there.
Okay, I appreciate it very much.
All right. Okay. Any other questions on any drainage or stormwater? Move on to the facilities and equipment. Page 15. The very first project is as I mentioned earlier in the presentation, is our building rehabilitation project. That's to have money available for various improvements in county buildings as needed, as they may come up. Next project is our government center parking lot. That's not the program for 2015. This is for an additional parking added at the government center. But again, that's not programmed until 2015. There are some minor other the Arab Building Rehab Project, that was the energy improvement project that that we had in place over the years. That's what that project was for. See, most of that money has been spent. There's about $54,000 left in that project. The next two projects are garage projects, the fluid dispensing and the vehicle lift systems. And then through here, there's just some major minor projects. You have the general paving, general roof renovations, the security that all get paid out of this facilities equipment category. Okay, we go to page 16. These are our funds. The very first project is District Park Number 5. That is the press property, from what I'm told. It's out in Red Line, Route 72 area. There's money programmed for that park out in 2014, 15 and 16 to start developing that park out there. We do have money, parkland acquisition. That is the project we use if there's a piece of land that comes up and that looks like a good possibility for parkland. It would be paid out of that project or purchased out of that project. And the $500,000 being added to 2013, and then we have additional funding added after 14th and 15 for if anything would come up. Game court improvements, that's your tennis courts and basketball courts in your neighborhoods, parks. GPI, we're reducing by about $300,000. Additionally, that's because there's about $100,000 sitting in that project, so we're just going to reduce that for 2013 and then push that money out in the out years. Greenway systems is our general project we use for the greenway improvements throughout the county. Maintenance-based renovations, we have some minor money there for, to improve our maintenance bases throughout the county. This is where the work crews start out and keep their equipment at for the various parks they maintain. Some other projects there, sports lighting has a minor balance left in it. The skate park, we're very well aware of that project going on, almost ready now, it's at Glasgow. We have a minor project for pavilion renovations, play area improvements, it's the swing sets and the big toy projects at your parks. Brandywine Spring has some minor money left for their rehab project. The land acquisition project is our farmland easement project. I mentioned that earlier. This is our farmland preservation program. That's what gets paid out of that project. We have $500,000 budgeted for next fiscal year in case something comes up where we have a chance of joining with the state or federal government on some farmland easements. I think, Kathy, I don't know if you on that were through what, how many, what is the, what number are we, like 16 or 17 of that farmland easement?
We just did round 19.
Round 19. So we participated in 19 rounds so far in that farmland easement program. Iron Hill has some minor money left in it for any improvements that maybe need to go out there. And then the Southern Regional Park has money in there and some money programmed out once a final location of that park is determined. Del Castle Park renovations. This is paid to the top of 17.
To the Councilman Cartier.
I'll let you get to the end of parks.
Okay. Del Castle Park renovations. That's the parking renovations. That project has a little bit of money left, but we have money programmed in 2014 for more fixing the parking lots out of that major sports complex. And the multi-purpose athletic fields is the turf fields. There's an available balance left in there, and then there's money programmed out in 2014. Middle Run Valley has minor balance left in for any improvements that need to be done out in that area. And then the final one is the Glasgow Regional Park, probably our biggest park project to date. We have about $500,000 allocated for 2013 out there for any improvements that need to be made out there next fiscal year, whether it be parking or something. And then for the next phases of Glasgow Park, we have money programmed for 14 and out in 16 if needed to go out there.
Councilman Cartier, and Council President Kovac, and Councilman Smile.
Recently, I was called out by constituents out on Names Road in the Randwood community. They have a small neighborhood park that has some real issues over time. They're kind of deferred, you know, investment by the county, and I'm just looking at, you know, what line you would take for improving a neighborhood park, you know,
there would be the play area. What's the name of the park?
It's not play area. It's not.
What's the name of the park?
Bramblewood.
I guess I don't know. Is Paul or John, do you have that on your list? Do you know where we're at?
Mike's maybe special services. We're aware of the councilman's request, and we're putting together a proposal now to make the kind of major improvements he had suggested to us.
Under so, we have the CPI. That's a general improvement project.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Council President, go.
Thank you. And getting back to the land acquisition, we have a prior authorization of $11 million. We have $500,000 left. When was that $11 million authorized? And I guess now that we're spending the last $500,000, you know, if land acquisition is an important aspect of what we're doing at the county, we're not going to have any funds left in that balance. Are we going to need to replenish that? What's the...
Okay, the land acquisition project, that is the farmland preservation project. That available balance of $500,000, we just, about a month ago, we did our final, our last round go around. So the $500,000 that next year would be for another go around as far as if we get to participate. That's only for farmland preservation. We have our other project up top, the parkland acquisition project, that would be used for any land that might be available that we may think of as future parkland, a good area where we may want to invest in parkland.
Okay, and I guess my other question.
And if any additional money would come up, we'd have to come back to council. If for some reason we would need additional funding.
Right. Prior authorization was like 11.
$11.2 million.
Yeah. When was that? A while ago.
That's
been
over. Kathy, I guess.
Kathy DeChristopher, Special Services. That was in 2003.
2003. Okay. So we authorized it back in 2003. Then have been spending down that amount since then, or?
Not necessarily. The $11 million was authorized all in 2003. Okay. It's been over a course of several years. Okay.
And do we see getting authorization for additional money for farmland preservation?
Again, we have $500,000,
right,
authorized for next year.
Okay. Well, we have an available balance of $500 and $500 authorized. Is that the additional $500?
The so $500 that you see there, available balance, that was just a check. We just sent a check for the state for the latest round, so that is no longer available. I think about a month ago, Kathy?
Yeah.
So for next fiscal year, we have another $500,000 that would be available for farmland preservation.
Okay. So we're not going to have $1 million. That $500,000 is gone.
Right.
So we're down to
five.
Okay.
I think just within the past month,
Councilman
Cartier.
Thank you.
The farmland preservation, we participate with state government in that.
Right, through the Delaware Act. Yeah.
And it's a composite funding. We match the state.
The state and federal sources. On that.
So it's, how's that funding formula in terms of the composite funding for farmland preservation?
I'd have to get back to you. I don't know off the top of my head.
We can get back to you on that. We can give you the detail of that.
My point is that...
I mean, but most times, I guess it's been a third, basically. So when federal money was available.
And that's initiated through the Department of Agriculture?
Well, it's the state, right? State Department of Agriculture. Mm-hmm. Kristen Dwyer's going to throw me a helpline there.
Kristen Dwyer, Executive Office. It's a 3-to-1 match. It's county money, state money, and federal money. And basically what the Department of Ag does, it partners with farmers who discount their easements. And then we come in with a 3-to-1 match. So usually, I don't know if it was around 18. I think we just finished around 17. And the Department of Ag, actually, I don't know if you guys remember, but a couple of months ago, they came in and did a presentation on the easements that the county purchased. So that's what they'll do for the next round. They will send us potential discounts. We will review them, and then once we make a recommendation, they come before council and let you know how many acres are going to be preserved. And then we go for it. We authorize the money.
Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. when I look at parks and I see things like Southern Regional Park, I guess up to this point, available balance looks like about $1 million. And then I see, and that's on page 16.
Correct.
Nothing 2013, million and then 500,000 in 2014, 2015. So I look at that total with nothing in 2013, nothing further in the out years, looks like about $2.5 million combined.
Correct. If you take the available balances and then the program. Yeah.
Well, and I guess my question is, and keep in mind that I represent a good portion north of the canal also, but the southern part of the county, when you look at the future of a park and the need of a park, we've got children, we've got folks in the southern part of the county that deserve as much attention as anywhere else in the county. And I look over at Glasgow Regional, $32.8 million. And if you look at 2013, there's $500,000 in there. And then even to go to 2014 and 2016 for another 5.25, I mean, to me, that's more than what's being committed even in a long-range plan for Southern Regional Park for the future of Glasgow Park. And I love Glasgow Park. I think it's a beautiful park. But, you know, at some point, things have got to become a little bit more fair and equitable to other sections of the county. And, you know, I've got a lot of folks. I go to Glasgow Park myself. But when you look at 2014, 2016, 2013, I'm looking at about $5.7 million. That supersedes any future planning for the Southern Regional Park. So I question that. I'd like to see a little bit more focus and priority go towards developing a nice park for the southern part of this county in the future. And I mean, I'm looking at 2015, $500,000. But yet, I look at the next year, there's another $3 million for Glasgow Park in 2016. So seems like we got a vision for that park at $32 million plus, but doesn't seem like we got too much vision for the southern part of the county. That's my comment.
Does anybody want to speak to that? Okay, then let me throw it out here and tell me if I'm wrong. My understanding is what's allocated is allocated. And the potential's there in future capital programs for additional funding, but priority one is to settle on a location so you have an idea of what needs to be done. Am I right? Am I wrong? Okay.
I don't want to speak for the department, but Wayne or John.
That's what I've been hearing.
But again, I guess it goes back to location. I mean, I remember a few years ago, it was going to be land donated as part of the development down there, but I guess that's all on hold now because of the building industry. It will be donation of parkland down there. But again, depending on once a site is selected, we'll come back with a budget for it as far as the needs down there. But I don't know, as the department, if they want to add on to that, if John or Wayne can speak to the park plan.
I think you summed it up. Once the location is determined, we will be back at council for funding.
And I respect and appreciate that, but you know the old saying of let us begin? Let us begin. I mean, let us start taking a look at the southern part of this county and get serious about finding some property, whether it's going to be donated, whether it's existing county property. But I think we've got to get serious about some long-range planning for some infrastructure and things in the southern part of our county.
I agree with you, Councilman Bell. You and I had a conversation on this in the last budget.
Absolutely.
Say this, it's, you know, at least it's in the budget now. It wasn't before.
I appreciate that.
And I didn't realize it'd be that hard to say I was right, but I'm glad Ed was. So,
thank you, Mr.
Chairman. We will be keeping an eye on it. Councilman Cardia.
Just for my clarity, we haven't actually selected a site for the Southern Regional Park as of this date, correct?
As to my knowledge, they haven't, unless they have.
Okay.
Okay. Page 18. Very first project is our IS system expansion. You'll see in 2013 we have $1.5 million allocated, and then in the out years we have various amounts of money allocated for IS. If you remember, most of our current systems, or our major systems, were all put in under the, remember the Y2K issue back in 2000. So most of our legacy systems are 14 or 15 years old. Our accounting system, our payroll system, a lot of our land use systems are need to be replaced. They're not supported anymore. So, but we're looking to do a major replacement of a lot of our major IT systems in here, and that's why you'll see that money allocated in 13 and in the out years. So, next category, community services, and these are our libraries. Remember, I think I've mentioned many times that the money you'll see allocated, even though we don't have a site selection, is required by the state. The state wants to see the county or any government make a commitment in their capital budget before they will allocate any bond money for any of the libraries. So, for instance, the Southern Library, the very first one, even though we don't have a location for that library, we do have money budgeted in 13 and appropriated at 14 for a total allocation of around $13 million for that Southern Library once the location is determined where that library will be placed. But again, this is a placeholder so that the state sees that we have a commitment for that library. Kirkwood Highway has a minor balance left in that project. The Bear Library, General Manager Henry's given council updates on that over the past couple community services meetings. The same thing with the Claymont Library. Route 9, again, we have $2.2 million allocated in 13 for that library, and then money allocated in 14 or 15 for a total budget for that Route 9, Route 13 community library of around $6.4 million. Again, there is no current site selection for that library, but as I said, it's the same as the Southern Library. We have a placeholder in for that library to show the commitment that the county is making so the state will have their matching funds. And then the last project is the Newark Library. The Friends Group came to the county. They are raising funds to take the old cafe and I think making it into some type of computer. Probably, it was like a computer lab or computer rooms in there in that Newark Library. Any questions on any of the libraries here that we see here or in the future? Okay. The very next project is our executive capital contingency that we have available in case there's any overruns in a project or if it's a project that needs an emergency to get it up and rolling. As we discussed last week, where a project needs to be done right away, it would come out of that executive capital contingency. The next few pages, I'm not going to go through it. Basically, it just shows you, it takes what we reviewed and gives you an estimated date of what the fiscal year those various projects that we've talked about would be completed. That's on page 19. And then page 20 and 21, we show what the annual operating budget impact for these projects. I mean, every one of these projects you'll see here, it's in the capital budget, but again, there is an impact on our operating budget on any of these projects, whether it be additional personnel for more parks or libraries, the operating costs for a building, and the mortgage payments for our capital projects are all paid out of the operating budget. So these pages just show the operating budget impact as far as when a capital project comes on board, as far as what the actual impact will be on the operating side of our budget also. And that's what pages 20 through 21 break it down by the various categories as far as what will be the impact on that side of the budget. With that, that is my presentation for the capital budget program for 2013 for the county. I'd be glad to answer any questions or
we have. Councilman Cartier.
So if we go and authorize this capital budget, when is your timing when you go to the bond market? What is the cycle that you usually observe for that?
Well, the history of the county is that they do a bond issue every 2 years. We do a biannual bond. Every 2 years we go to the bond market.
Every 2 years.
Yeah, the last time we went was October 2010. So we're getting ready to probably do another bond issue, probably in the either late summer or early fall. Rates are still at all-time low.
Right.
We'll probably do a combined general fund and sewer fund bond issue, probably more sewer fund. And if we get the chance to do a refinancing at that time, we'll refinance some of our current bonds to get some savings there also. But it's been the history of this county, mostly every 2 years, we do a bond issue.
So what is the expected? You're going to do the previous fiscal year bond authorization and this year's?
Probably, yes.
So the total would be?
We're probably talking, in the sewer fund, maybe around $50 million, plus or minus. And then the general fund, maybe about $10 to $15 million. Again, what I'll get is, I work with our departments and get a cash flow, capital cash flow, what they expect to spend over the next 24 months. Definitely can't go by the authorization because some projects take a while to get started, whether it be because of a permit or something. So I work with our department to get a 24-month capital cash flow, and actually when we need that cash to go out the door. So based on those capital cash flows, we base our bond sizing based on that. So we're probably talking, like I said, around 50 for the sewer fund and 10 to 15 for the general fund.
Late summer, early fall.
Yeah, exactly. Before the election.
President Kovac.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ed, following up on Councilman Cartier's questions.
Sure.
For the, and I'm looking at the charts, I'm 2021, but do we have debt for debt service costs? Do we have an idea on how this proposed capital budget and the increases and the need to put out new bonds? Mm-hmm. Do we have an estimate on how much that will change or increase or decrease the debt service as projected? Like, if you do debt service projections every year,
right.
I mean, where do we fall in? Where does this budget fall in with what was projected? Or
what I can say is that in the general fund, based on the next bond issue, we'll still be below our policy for the general fund is be 15% of our budget. We'll probably be still around 12 or 13%. So we'll be in that line. Also, the thing that I remember is that even though we are adding debt service, we're also taking debt service off our books because various prior bond issues are falling off. If you look at our debt service schedules, you'll see that they are declining. But this will add, well, next time we do go to the bond market, we'll add debt service to that. We try to keep a level debt service so that way you don't have spikes in the budget up and down. As far as the sewer fund, we will be over our 20% policy, but there's no way to get around that because of the size of these projects. I can't tell the people working on the $50 million Governor Prince or North Delaware Interceptor say, stop that project until I get my debt service level below my policy. So we're probably talking anywhere between 20 to 25% of 20% is our policy. We'll probably be about 22, 23% based on the sewer budget. But again, a lot of these are major projects that we can't do anything about.
Right, and I appreciate that. And I wasn't trying to put you on the spot. I just didn't know when. Yeah, because, I mean, you have debt falling off. Right. You add debt. I just didn't know where on the equation after the proposals for this budget, where we end up. So when would we know, I guess, where we end up on that total debt service amount, because after the issuance of the bonds, or would we know beforehand, or
probably it'd be after the issuance of the bonds? Because okay. I said, as I mentioned a few seconds ago, that if we do a refinancing, that will lower our debt service cost. We take our old bonds that we're paying debt service for, refinance those for a lower rate. That's going to lower our debt service cost.
Sure.
So it's a combination of those things also.
Okay.
So, but the sewer, again, at least for the next few years, you know, it should be. Could be 20, 22% depending on these projects. So, and then the general fund will definitely be below our policy. So.
When we come to terms of what that number is, could you just get back to us or get back to me? Or
as far as the future debt service?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we do have our current debt service schedules available.
Right.
They're in our budget documents. It shows you that.
I've seen those, yeah. Right. Okay. Thank you.
I just want to make an observation. We suffer from our own successes over the last few years, because the bottom line is, have we not reduced or streamlined the cost of county government, then our percentage would be lower.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, we just got to put it into perspective. The cost of the project is the cost of the project. Mm-hmm. If we had let county government continue to grow as it had been,
right,
we would be below our formula, and people would be saying, real good job,
right?
You know, you're below your percentage of what you're allowed to have.
Right.
You're 40% higher in your operating costs for the government as a whole,
right?
But you're below that, so it's kind of like a double-edged sword. It's just like with our public safety, because our percentage is so high in solving crime, we miss out on federal grants to get funds to help solve crime.
Yeah. As we reduce the other parts of the sewer fund budget, you're right. Debt service is a bigger percentage of that budget.
And I will take the way we're operating versus making it look good on paper for the percentage anytime.
And as I mentioned before, our sewer rates are so low. it's hard for us to even get...
A lot of my constituents complain about that all the time.
But it goes back to, it's unfortunate that 20 years ago, there was more money put into the rehabilitation of our sewer line back then. That this has all come to fruition now. Yeah. Where, I mean, we're not talking about small projects, we're talking about major projects we're doing in the sewer, you know, whether it be a North Delaware, we're closing up an outflow that goes into the Delaware River, or some of the major projects up in that area.
Councilman Cartier.
So we are, when we go to bond, what term are we seeking on our capital bonds?
As far as what?
Well,
oh, well,
20-year, 30-year?
On our sewer side, we do it. Sewer, it's a 30-year bond.
Sewer's a 30.
Our general fund is a 20-year bonding.
Okay. That. And both of those are considered long-term.
Yeah. And as far as, I mean, and the reason, again, we're a AAA rated, so we'll get a very good rate.
Right.
And as far as the sewer fund goes, the rating agencies will look at it. This count, the county government's fruition to that, but the county's ability to raise sewer fees to pay for those bonds. And that's why there's not an issue about us being over a couple percent over our policy, because we're willing to raise the fees that are needed to pay for those bonds. So.
Right. This second question I had, and I guess, you know, I don't know if you have the question off the answer off the top of your head, but at what point do we decide that it's worth it to refinance old debt that has a higher interest rate attached to it? Because I know we have all-time low rates. Yeah. We'll probably go out and bond this group of bonds at 2.5%.
Yeah, we try to generate a 3% savings.
3% savings. Yeah. Does that include the cost of the refinance? Because I'm sure there's a cost associated with
it. Oh, sure there are, yeah. Yeah. I'm sure that goes all into the calculation of it. But you're right.
We're going to try to refinance bonds that are outstanding at 5-6% if we do that.
Oh, definitely, right. Yeah,
do we have any outstanding like
we
that?
We have some, remember, when these bonds are issued, they're not all straight, like, 3% bonds. They're tiered, like, so to get investors to buy them. Like, the outer years might be worth 5%. Or you know, more to get them to buy those type of bonds. But we have some older bonds out there that might be eligible for that type of redemption.
Good time to take advantage of refinancing, you know?
All right.
Any questions from any members of council? Anything from the public? Do you want to sit over here now? Or
it doesn't matter. You want me to? I'll slide over here. You know, it's a large investment, but it's an investment that you know, it's needed to support our infrastructure, build infrastructure, improve it, replace it, improve it. But I think we all say it many, many meetings. Got a lot of folks sitting around this room in management positions that do a tremendous job for this county. And, you know, you need to hear that. You need to hear it from us. We recognize that all this just doesn't happen, and that a lot of the accomplishments and at the end of the day, what we have out there is county services. You're the folks where the rubber meets the road that are out there making it happen. And, you know, we appreciate that. You know, it's the Kathy, to Christopher's, it's the Mr. Coop over here out in public safety, you know, helping Ed Mowicki and the financial part of it and everything. I mean, just so many players. But I think that it shouldn't go without being said that we appreciate everything that you folks are doing.
And I agree with Councilman Bell. I mean, Kathy and Mike and those people that get those numbers together, they depend on these managers out there to get these projects out or whatever, any issues that they have, so she can do projections and give them to me. So it's a group work to get all these numbers together. So they do a great job. I mean, I go to a county park, and these county parks I go to are packed every weekend. So
Paul Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay. We got a hand. Zach, you ready to give me a motion? You are? Okay. Is there a motion?
Motion adjourned.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All not voting? Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you very much.
I was thinking about not voting.
See you tomorrow.